A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation, we're considering the Word of God from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse number 15. The Bible says, "And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." The Holy Spirit makes you wise through the knowledge of Scriptures. And so this is the fourth way the Holy Ghost gives us advantage in life and in destiny. Wisdom. He imparts unto you the spirit of wisdom. In Daniel chapter number 6 and in verse number 3, the Bible says, "Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." An excellent spirit, the spirit of wisdom, was upon Daniel, and this gave him an advantage over the rest. The Holy Spirit gives you wisdom. He plants wisdom into us. He imparts us with wisdom, and this wisdom stands us out in life and in destiny. Wisdom. You need wisdom to navigate this wicked world. You need wisdom to navigate among even your friends and colleagues. You need wisdom to live with people, with other humans. You need wisdom to be successful as a wife, as a husband. You need wisdom to excel as a parent. You need wisdom as a child to stand out and be distinguished as a student. You need wisdom. There is no dimension of life. There is no facet of life where wisdom is not required. You need wisdom to build your life, to build your destiny, to build a career, to build a home. Wisdom is needed to build. The wise woman builds her own house, but the foolish one plucks her own down with her own hands. Wisdom is not negotiable in life. True wisdom is an house builded. That's what the scripture says. Building is impossible without wisdom. Relationship will be difficult or hard, if not impossible, without wisdom. Nothing thrives or succeeds outside of wisdom, the wisdom of God. Don't forget, this wisdom comes through the Holy Spirit as He imparts knowledge of Scriptures to us. The Holy Spirit gives you the wisdom, or gives you wisdom through the knowledge of Scriptures, as we see in our passage of consideration, that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. So the Scriptures are able to make you wise, and the wisdom of the Scriptures is derived when the Holy Spirit breathes on the Word or incubates on the Word to produce wisdom in your life. Wisdom. Wisdom is important. So we gained advantage of the Holy Spirit as He gives us wisdom in life, and He stands us out, gives us an edge over and above other people. The Holy Spirit, the advantage through wisdom. So we gain advantage of the Holy Spirit through the wisdom that He has made available unto us. Two men who demonstrated the wisdom by the Spirit of God in the Scriptures were Daniel and Joseph. In Daniel chapter number 5 and in verse number 10, from verse 10 to verse 12, Daniel exhibited great wisdom in Babylon, the wisdom of God that stood him out and distinguished him from the rest of the people. This wisdom, Daniel demonstrated it in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. And the queen mother saw the wisdom of Daniel, and so she was quick to advise her son to send for Daniel to interpret the handwriting that he saw. So King Belteshazzar was told by his mother, the queen mother, in verse number 10, the Bible says, "The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall. The queen spoke and saying, 'O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him.'" And that's talking about Daniel. Daniel operated the wisdom of God. Verse 12 of chapter 5 of Daniel says, "Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel. Daniel demonstrated great wisdom in Babylon, and he was able to do this through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God gave him an advantage. He gave him an edge over the rest. Do you know that you will gain an edge in life if you operate in wisdom? Wisdom gives you an edge, particularly the wisdom that the Holy Spirit imparts to you. It gives you an edge in life, gives you an edge over your competitors, gives you an edge over your adversaries. It gives you an edge, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom. And so I pray that the Lord will cause you to be baptized afresh with the Spirit of wisdom so you can stand out in life and in destiny. The second person was Joseph. Joseph also exhibited and demonstrated wisdom through the help of the Holy Spirit. He told the king, King Pharaoh, his dream, and he gave Pharaoh the interpretation and possible solutions to the problems of his dream. And so because of wisdom, this young man, Joseph, stood out, and little wonder then that the king made him the prime minister and made him ruler over the whole realm. Wisdom. The wisdom of a man will make his face to shine, and the boldness of his countenance shall be changed. Wisdom. And so it is another way by which the Holy Ghost gives us an advantage. The Holy Spirit gives you wisdom through knowledge of scriptures. And the last point is ability. The Holy Ghost gives you ability, gives us an advantage by giving us divine ability. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible, Jesus speaking again said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And so the Holy Ghost gives you an advantage, an edge, as he gives you divine ability, power to do. And so the Holy Ghost gives us an advantage as he empowers us to carry out tasks that are bigger than us, that are mightier than us, that are better than us, than our qualifications and our abilities. He gives you ability to match the task, ability to match it, strength for strength, and grace for grace. That is what the Holy Ghost does, thereby giving us advantage in life. You have an advantage by the help of the Spirit of the Lord, as he gives you ability, power to do what you ordinarily are not able to do for yourself. He empowers you to do this. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And so these are the few ways I like to mention by which the Holy Ghost gives us advantage in life. Boldness and confidence. He imparts to you boldness and confidence. He gives you revelation. He opens you up, reveals secrets and mysteries to you, mysteries of the kingdom of God. Number three, divine direction. The Holy Ghost gives you direction, leading you which way to go, gives us an advantage by direction. And also number four, the Holy Ghost gives us advantage by wisdom. Wisdom, you are imparted with the Spirit of wisdom and through the knowledge of scriptures. Wisdom. Through wisdom is an house built. Everything can only be built through the wisdom of God. And number five, the ability. He gives us ability. The Holy Ghost gives us an advantage by giving us ability and power to do, to carry out our task, to carry out our assignment. The power of the living God. My prayer is that the Holy Ghost will give you great advantages in life and in destiny, and that you will not be disadvantaged in life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and ask for wisdom and say, "Father, baptize me afresh with the Spirit of wisdom. I ask for your fresh baptism in the name of Jesus. Baptize me afresh with the Spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bekarosa, melakwata shabala. Baptize me with the Spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus." Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Pray for divine ability in every area of incapacity, in every area of weakness. I receive divine ability in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, receiving by faith from you, O God, divine ability for my task, for my assignments in life and in destiny. I receive ability from you, the living God. I receive grace. I receive stamina to the intent that the name of the Lord may be glorified forever. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I usher you into the realm of advantage by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit begins to give you advantage in every aspect of your life. You will have great advantage by the help of the Holy Spirit. Boldness and confidence are imparted to you now in the name of Jesus. Your eyes will be opened to see, and the Lord will give you divine direction. Mysteries shall be revealed to you. Secrets shall be revealed to you. Secrets that will prosper you, that will transform your life and destiny forever. May these be revealed to you by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus. You are imparted with the Spirit of wisdom. You will not act in foolishness. You will operate in the wisdom that is from above, that is peaceable and loving. You will operate in the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of this world. In the name of Jesus, I pray for divine ability. The Lord will enable you, endow you with power, with great grace, for great results, to the praise of the glory of His name. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man with your prayers. Support by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support also with your financial donation. Any donation can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161600456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. The Lord bless you as you do. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.